Tonight, what I want to do is have the children and I are going to build a little nativity together virtually up here on the screen and have you guys kind of help me out. And so, where was Jesus born? Can somebody tell me? Where was Jesus born? Good. In a stable, okay? So we've got our stable there. Who normally lives in a stable? Who normally lives in a stable? There's somebody. Tell me who normally lives in a stable. Animals. What kinds of animals do you think? Barn animals. Like what? Give me one. Sheep might live there, okay. Who else might live there? Okay, tell me. A horse. We have a horse that'll come up, but we have one that comes up first, but you can just hit the button and let it come up. What's that? That's our cow. Yeah, we have a cow. He's in our stable, and we have a horse. He's going to come up from the floor there. We have a horse that lives in our stable. Okay, and on this, what do cows and horses eat? Does anybody know? Just say it.
Hay.
And where do you put hay? It's in a manger, right? They put the hay in a manger. So we have a manger. It should appear. There he is. There's our manger. And see, a lot of times we think a manger is where a baby goes. No. A manger is where hay goes. And that's what the animals eat, the hay out of the manger. Now, on that first Christmas night, who came to the stable? Two people. Who? Very good. Mary and Joseph, right? And we have Mary and Joseph who came. And how did they get there? Did they drive a car? How do you think they got there? Tell me. They probably rode a donkey, right? And look, we got a, he's slow. We have a slow-moving donkey that's going to appear. Okay? And what happened on that first Christmas night in that stable? You got your hand up way back there. What? Tell me. Who came? Tell me. Say it. Baby Jesus was born. Okay? And we put baby Jesus in the manger. All right? When baby Jesus was born, somebody told people about baby Jesus' birth. Who told? Who was flying in the sky telling? Yeah, well, they already got it. Yeah, angels. And we have a very fast-moving angel. Okay? And who did they tell? Somebody, wait, well, let's see if we find somebody. There's a little hand back there. Who did the angels tell? Okay, Mary and Joseph and shepherds, right? So we have some slow-moving shepherds. Oh, no, they're fast. Okay? And what do shepherds do? What do they watch? Just say it.
Sheep.
Yeah, good, sheep. We have slow-moving sheep. Okay? So something else happened in the sky too, right? What else happened besides the angels? What else happened? Just shout it out.
Star.
Appeared in the sky, and who noticed the star? And they came lumbering in, kind of slowly there, okay? And wait, who knows that? What did they bring ahead? That's not showing up, but tell me. Who said it? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Very good. They're the gifts that they brought to baby Jesus. And how do you think they got there? We saw them, right? They danced. The camels, right? He's a quick camel. We had a really quick camel to show up. And these mangers that we have on the screen and the one we have here and maybe ones you have in your house are really, really good reminders of the way that Jesus came to us. Please always remember that. That Jesus didn't come to a church. He didn't come to big, rich people. He came to me and you. You know, he came to kids, and he came to regular people who worked really hard for a living and people just like us. And so we need to remember that Jesus came for you and for me. And it's a great story that we remember today. So will you bow your heads and pray with me? Dear God, we are so grateful for the gift of Jesus, who didn't stay far away, but came right to us as a little baby. Thank you, God, for this great gift that we celebrate tonight, the gift of your presence with us. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
on the hay.
Camels with Hawaiian shirts on, that's pretty cool. I love these guys. I had a whole message prepared. I'm not doing it. We've been here a while, but I just want to tell you how much I enjoy being at this worship service. This is Christmas for me. This is my favorite one tonight. I used to like the quiet ones, you know? I used to like the candlelight when it's dark, you know? And we used to have an 11 o'clock service in my home church, and you'd get home and it was Christmas morning, and it was just so holy and so somber and so wonderful, but I'd rather be here. I'd rather be here where it's noisy and you guys yell back at me, "Star!" You know, I like that. It's pretty awesome. I like knowing that Christmas affects us in such profound ways. I mean, we get big and sometimes we forget that. We get so busy and there's so much other stuff to do. We forget how exciting Christmas is. And being here with you guys who can't wait to go to sleep tonight and are going to have trouble going to sleep tonight because you can't wait for the presents tomorrow, that's huge. And it's so wonderful to be among those for whom Christmas changes your life. And you know, that's what Jesus wanted for all of us. He wanted Christmas to change our lives. That's the beauty of this story that we share. And you've heard so many times tonight, you know, we just keep retelling the same story, but it's the story of God himself saying, "I'm not going to stay far away, but I'm going to come right where you are." And like I said earlier, he didn't come to the rich people, and he didn't come to the holy people, and he didn't come, you know, to people who think they had it all together. He came to people like us. He came to people who probably said, "You know, I probably should pray more, and I probably should read my Bible more, and I could go to church more." And you know, that's the shepherds. You know, they weren't good holy guys. They were chasing sheep. And that's what they had to do every day, and it consumed their lives. And you and I know what that's like, to have jobs, to have stuff we got to do that just consumes us. And the good news of the gospel is that Jesus came to people just like you and me. If your world is dark, if it feels at times like it's just coming in, Christmas is that light. There's this passage of scripture from the book of Isaiah, from chapter 9, and I just want to read two verses of it, verse 2 and verse 6. And it says this in prophecy of Jesus. It says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunbursts of light. For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us, and he'll take over the running of the world, and his names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Wholeness." We celebrate tonight that the light has come. No matter the darkness we might find ourselves living in, there's light, even if they're just flashes of light. And really quickly, I share with you a quote from one of my favorite authors by the name of Henry Nouwen. And he describes us, Christian people, this way. He says, "People who have come to know the joy of God don't deny the darkness, but they choose not to live in it." Do you hear that? We know it's dark. We're just not going to dwell there. "They claim that the light that shines in the darkness can be trusted more than the darkness itself, and that a little bit of light can dispel a lot of darkness. They point each other to flashes of light here and there and remind each other that they reveal the hidden but real presence of God. They discover that there are people who heal each other's wounds, forgive each other's offenses, share their possessions, foster the spirit of community, celebrate the gifts they have received, and live in constant anticipation of the full manifestation of God's glory." Those are some big words, but what it says is, in the midst of the darkness, there's light. Jesus is the light shining in us, and we get together, and that light shines all the brighter. In a few minutes, we're going to go to our Festival of Light, where we're going to sing together Silent Night, not right now, but we're going to sing together Silent Night, and sorry, I don't get the, I'm getting signs. Yeah, children, we have candles and glow sticks. We have 120 glow sticks, and that's not going to cover everybody in the room. So let's get them to the kids first, okay? And when you get them, they're going to hand them out during the next song. And when you get them, they look something like this. Okay? And moms and dads or adults that are with you, you have to bend them to break them. And I did one today, and I kept thinking, man, I'm going to rip this thing right apart because they're hard to break. So, you know, get an adult to help you break it and then shake it up, and we'll be ready for our Festival of Lights. So don't do it yet. We're going to pass the sticks out, and our puppets have another song for us.